Good evening to everybody. Parshas Va'era, of course, speaks of the Aseret HaMakos, and we read of the first seven Makos in Parshas Va'era and the last three in Parshas Bo. I'd specifically like to focus on Makos Barak, the last of the Makos described and depicted and articulated in Parshas Va'era. Of course, Barak is hail, and the Pasuk tells us that at the end of the Makos, toward the end of the Makos, Paro asked Moshe Rabbeinu to cease, and the Baruch should move on, and Paro was ready for relief. And Paro specifically asked Moshe, Ha'atiru el Hashem, pray to God. Rab mios kolos olim uvard, v'shalcha eschem los sifum amod, daven to God, in order that I will send your people out so that this makah could be done with. V'yomer lo Moshe, Moshe responded, bit. When I leave the city, that is when I will raise my hand up to God, copy my palms specifically. At that point, I will raise my hands up to God, the thunder will be heard, and the barad will be no longer. The hail will come to a conclusion. But it's the words of the Pasuk, Kitseisi Esair, when Moshe will leave the city, it's at that point that Moshe will daven to God. Now, of course, why would Moshe not daven in the city? Why did Moshe have to respond to Paro and tell him, only when I leave the city will I beseech and speak to God on your behalf? Rashi notes this problem, quoting from the Medrash. Rashi says, Besoch ha'ir lo hispalo. Moshe Rabbeinu will not daven in the city. L'fi she'haisam le'ya gilulim. Since the city was filled with Avodah Zarah. As a result, says Rashi, that's the reason that the Pasuk specifically says, Kitseisi Esair. Moshe tells Paro, I'm not going to daven in the city, I'll daven out of the city. A city that's full of Avodah Zarah, that's not a city that I can daven in. Of course, you have to understand in Rashi, is that the exception or is that the rule? That's to say, there were plenty of other Makos that Moshe Rabbeinu was asked by Paro to daven for. Specifically, if you take a look in Makos Sfardeya, as well as in Makos Arov, Paro also asks Moshe to daven to Hashem to rid Mitzrayim of the Makos Sfardeya, to rid the Mitzrayim of the Makos of Arov, the frogs, crocodiles, the Arov, the wild animals, the dangerous animals. So why is it here specifically that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro that he has to leave the city? Is it a rule that Moshe Rabbeinu always left the city when he davened to God, and the Torah for some reason is only telling us here this fact? But it's a rule that Moshe would never daven in a city full of Avodah Zarah. Or no, the rule was that Moshe would always daven in a city. Moshe wasn't concerned. However, here Moshe has to specifically leave the city. Why? That remains to be seen. This issue as to whether or not Moshe was willing to daven in a city of Avodah Zarah or not is a machlokas amongst many of the commentaries amongst Rashi. The Netziv, in three places, in three of his commentaries, in Emek Dabra, in this pasuk, in Parshas Va'era, Perek Tes, Pasuk Chotes, the Netziv in his commentary, Birchas HaNetziv, on the Nechilta, to say for Shmos, raises this issue, as well as the Netziv in his Chuvos. Meshav Davar, the end of Simen Yud, also raises this question. He wonders, why is it that here Rashi specifically tells us that Moshe left the city, b'shem the Medrash? What about the Makos of Sfardeya? What about the Makos of Arov? The Torah simply says that Moshe prayed to Hashem. It doesn't tell us that he left the city. So the Netziv suggests something along the following line. That when it came to the other Makos, and Sfardeya and Arov specifically, Moshe had a base Knesset miyuchad l'tfila. Moshe had a special place to daven in the city. There was a base Medrash, there was a base Knesset. There was a home and a sanction and a place and a bastion of an area where he was able to daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu. However, Khan, in this specific Makos Barad, Shai Nidrash Latzer Samatar Hayord Milamala, Shiyachta Milayred, when Moshe Rabbeinu had to ask God that the Barad, the hail from the sky, should stop, Hay Nidrash Prishus Kape Moshe Lamala, Moshe had to raise his hands up to Shemaim, Tacha Shmei Rakia. So since Moshe had to daven outside, under the sky, under the clouds, under the stars, in the open air, here, specifically in this Makos of Barad, Moshe had a problem davening in the city, and therefore Moshe had to exit the city. However, on a regular basis, according to the Netziv and his understanding of the Medrash and Rashi, Moshe would always daven in the city of Mitzrayim, be it that there was a Avodah Zarah, that was not the problem, because specifically Moshe davened in a shul in those particular circumstances. The Ramban quotes this Medrash as well, the same way that Rashi does, and the Ramban notes that it's not an exception, but rather it's the rule. Moshe Rabbeinu would always leave the city. It was the city of Avodah Zarah. How can Moshe daven in the city of Avodah Zarah? The Ramban asks, if that's the case, if it's a rule, why specifically here in this Makkah does the Torah have to go out of its way to tell us that Moshe left the city? Why did the Torah tell us regarding the other Makkos, Sardea, Aruf? So the Ramban explains, because here specifically, Paro asked Moshe, rid the land of Mitzrayim quickly of this Makkah. I can't take it anymore. I can't hold on anymore. Please, quick, quick, says Paro to Moshe. We need this Makkah to come to an end. Moshe turns to Paro and says, you want it quickly? I can't take care of it that quickly. I have to leave the city. This is the city of Avodah Zarah. I can't just simply daven to Hashem under Ketachas Kanfei Hashrina. I can't do such a thing. So therefore, here Moshe explains the Paro that he needs to leave the city because he had to tell that to Paro. When it came to the other Makkos, Moshe Rabbeinu also left the city. But he didn't have to explain that to Paro. Paro didn't ask him to rid Mitzrayim of it immediately. Therefore, we see two very different approaches amongst Mefarshim, Mefarshim Medrash, Mefarshim Rashi, as to whether or not this Makkah was an exception to the rule, that Moshe always davened in the city of Avodah Zarah, as long as he had his quarters and his confines, his shul and his base of Medrash, or whether this is an exception, that here specifically Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to leave the city. Or no, on the other hand, it's a rule. Moshe Rabbeinu would never daven in the city of Avodah Zarah, even if he had his own little base Medrash. Here, the Torah has to go out of its way to teach us this exception as a result of the hurried manner in which Paro requested the Makkah to leave. Interestingly enough, in the Tasukanim and the Balei Tosfos also raise this issue as to why it is here that the Torah says, Kitseisi Esahir, the Moshe had to leave the city, and the Tasukanim says it's a rule and it's an exception. If you look at this Makkah specifically, says the Tasukanim, Moshe Rabbeinu warns Paro and his company that the Barad is coming, and it's going to thunder down, and it's going to cause and wreak havoc in the city. If you're smart, you'll move all your animals inside. If you're not smart, you'll leave your animals outside, and they will not live, they will die. Pasuk tells us in Perek Tes, Parag Chav, HaYoreh Tzvar Hashem, those Mitzvah fear God, they brought their animals, and they brought their servants into the houses. Well, what were those animals that they had? Says that that's animals of Avodah Zarah. The Mitzvah worshipped Avodah Zarah. They worshipped animals. If that's the case, they no longer, the Avodah Zarah, the sheep, were no longer in the fields, but they rather came into the city, into the home. Therefore, now specifically, says the Taskanim and the Balei Tosfos, the cities were full of Avodah Zarah because all the cities now collected all the Avodah Zarah, the sheep, the cattle that the Mitzvah were worshipping, that were ordinarily stationed and housed outside in the fields, now came into the city. Says the Taskanim and Balei Tosfos, the city was full of Avodah Zarah. Moshe Rabbeinu had to leave the city. So Daska here says that the Taskanim, that was an exception to the rule. However, the Taskanim doesn't conclude there. And he says, from here you see that it must be in the other Makkos Moshe also wouldn't daven in the city. So we have with the Mefarshei Chumash, Mefarshei Medrash, Mefarshei Rashi, the discrepancy or the difference of opinion, a debate, a conflict, as to whether or not indeed Moshe would be willing to daven in the city of Avodah Zarah as long as he had his own confines and quarters of Beis Medrash and Beis Knesset, the opinion of the Nativ. On the other hand, the opinion of the Ramban, the opinion of the Daskanim, that Moshe would never daven in the city of Avodah Zarah, even if he had his own confines and quarters. Let's see how this can be understood and whether or not this has applications la halacha. The Truma Sedeshim, in his Simin Vav, raised the following question. Mishu baderech, an individual who's traveling, a traveler, v'hayom ma'ariv, and the day is coming to its conclusion, and tfilas mincha had a limited amount of time where it could still be recited, and the individual who's traveling, hayakarav l'malam, very close to reaching his destination, the inn. However, the inn was found in a city, shekula nachrim, sheyuchal agir sham bor yom gadol. The city was full of those who would worship Avodah Zarah. Asks the Truma Sedeshim, Shapir Tzvei Sheyamtin L'Sbalak Yavah L'Malon, is it better to go into the city and daven in the malon, in the inn, in the hotel, in the motel, which is the appropriate place to daven? It's not best to daven outside in the wilderness. Or Yisbalah Basada, Gam Kimumar Kugon Sheyuchal L'Sbalak Me'aderech. Or is it better not to enter a city, a malon that's full of Avodah Zarah, and better to daven the outskirts of the city before you enter? The Truma Sedeshim responds and posits, Yirid Imuchal Istalik Minadrachim, that you're able to move to the side of the road in order that you're not going to be disturbed and your kavan and your tefillah won't be disturbed by the travelers. Shapir Tzeila Hispala B'derech, better to daven on the byways and highways and on the side roads. Mimash Yispala B'malon B'ir Shukul Nachem, better to daven outside of the city as opposed to the hotel, motel, inn inside the city that's full of Nachem. In this city, there's plenty of Avodah Zarah. It's almost impossible there's going to be any inn or motel that's not going to be filled with Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it says that Shema Sedeshan, better to daven outside of the city. If you can't, of course, and you're concerned, then you can daven inside in the city because maybe you'll be disturbed, maybe you'll be hurt. Maybe there'll be some sort of injury if you daven on the streets, on the highway, on the byway, on the roads, or in the field. But best to daven outside of the city in order that you not come into contact with a city of Avodah Zarah and a malon that has Avodah Zarah. Now the Chumash session concludes and he says, I have a proof. Darshi Rabbi Seinu Mikra Zeh Kitzeis Yesayir. The pasuk that we just quoted in Shmos, Parak Tes, Pasuk Chav Tes, Lo Ratzah Lehispala B'toch Krach Mitzram Fishayis Amali Gilulim. Says that Shema Sedeshan have a halachic proof, as we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, who did not want to daven in the city of Avodah Zarah, not even if he was in a malon, not even if he had his own shul, based medrash, or quarters. So therefore as well, says that Shema Sedeshan, better for the traveler to daven outside of the city as long as it's safe, and as long as he's not going to be disturbed, than to enter the city. This opinion of the Shema Sedeshan is quoted la halacha by the Ramah and Or HaChaim Siman Tzadik Dalet, Sif Ches. The Ramah says, somebody who's traveling and is on the road and is close to the inn, if you're able to turn to the side and find a comfortable and appropriate place to daven where you're not going to be stopped and affected by other travelers, you stalik sham, daven outside of the city on the road. And you shouldn't daven in a hotel of Ovdei Kochavim in order that they don't disturb you. But if it's difficult for you to daven in the place on the road, then better to daven in the malon, base a Karen Zavis, and a small side room and in a corner. So the halacha, we find that this medrash abroad, and indeed the Mishnah Berurah, commenting on the Ramah here in Sif Katan Chavtes, says, Ein lahachnis l'sham davar kedusha, in a place where there is a Avodah Zarah, better not to daven in such an area, because Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, did not want to do so. So the Rashi, quoting the Medrash, is brought lahalacha by the Chumash Sedeshan, quoted lahalacha by the Ramah in Siman Tzadik Dalet, Sivches by the Ramah, and here the Mishnah Berurah also makes this very point as well. So indeed, it seems, the way the Mishnah Berurah and the Ramah are learning, that it's always appropriate not to daven in a city full of Avodah Zarah, even if you do have your own quarters, you do have your own base medrash, you do have your own shul, if it's a city that's full of Avodah Zarah, certainly if it's a place that's full of Avodah Zarah, it would not be the right thing to do. And Mishnah Berurah continues and says that if you are stuck and you don't have a choice, then it's true, you could daven in the hotel and the motel and inn. Lo yachosh lo gilulim shai kol tefila seina bayaros meleos gilulim. All of our tefilos are found in cities where it's full of Avodah Zarah. Mishnah Berurah writing, of course, in Eastern Europe, in the city of Radin, and of course it's true for us today in America, where plenty of cities have Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Maybe it's not the Avodah Zarah that the Chumash Sedeshan and that Moshe Rabbeinu is referring to. We're not dealing with worshiping necessarily idols, but certainly we're surrounded by Batei Avodah Zarah, Beis Kilulim, Batei Tiflos. So in that situation, where there is no choice, if there is a shul, if there is a Beis Medrash, of course, having a shul and a Beis Medrash is appropriate and is the way to go, without any question about it. What we do have to consider is davening in places and areas and spaces and rooms where there indeed is Avodah Zarah. It's not uncommon, of course, to find yourself in a hospital, to find yourself in a hotel, where there might be a cross that's hanging or something along those lines. What do you do in that situation? Mishnah Berurah says, in the Kolsim Mizrach Hisham Tulin Gilulim, let's say in the Mizrach wall, in the room that you're staying in, so there's a cross. Don't daven even in the direction of Mizrach because you're going to be facing the cross. Even though it's not the Mizrach Vat, you shouldn't face that direction. You have some options. You could even cover the item that's hanging on the wall, or you could turn in a different direction completely. If you're forced to daven in that room, in that space, in that place, and you know you're going to be in that particular situation, better to find a different place, better to find a different space altogether. One who is homebound, one who is bedridden and is unable to move, of course, in that situation, you're permitted to daven, you can daven, and you should daven. If it's possible to cover the Avodah Zarah, that should be done. If you can turn, you can turn in a different direction, but again, it depends on the particular situation, the predicament, and the situation that one finds himself in. Many tshuvos discuss this particular predicament and the situation of the Tzelech Chachma, and his tshuvos in Chelek Beis, Simin Pei Dalet, discusses a very similar situation and talks about the fact that sometimes one does have to move in a different direction. Certainly, this speaks to the importance of davening in an appropriate place and davening in a space, in a room, or in a Beis Medrash or a Beis HaKnesses that is conducive, of course, to davening at the same time. In Das Torah, Rav Shalom Shvadron, in his commentary to Orach Chaim Siman Tzadi Dalet, quotes the Shla. The Shla Kodesh at the end of Parshas Va'era here on the Makkah of Bara, it says, the Al-Kain Ha-Hoch on the Derech, one who is traveling and finds himself in a inn or a hotel or in a place, Tov Shis Pal V'Derech, better to daven along the road. Even though you're going to daven sitting, that's better than waiting to reach the Malon, because in the Malon, you're going to find yourself in that situation. Ramosha Feinstein in numerous tshuvas notes that not only is this true when it comes to a yachid, an individual who's davening, but this halacha also applies to a minyan, to a tzibur, in terms of the location that they are finding themselves in when they decide upon a place to daven. In the tshuvin of Migos Moshe, or Chaim Chela Gimel, Simin Chafei, and in Simin Lamed Aleph, Ramosha deals with a shul that is does not have a place to daven during the Yom Narayim, and the only potential place that they have was to daven in a conservative or in a reform shul. And Ramosha Feinstein says that it's inappropriate. It's not a place to daven, and you better not to rent that space and not to daven in that environment because it's not a place for a minyan b'tzibur. Similarly, Ramosha deals with renting out a place that may have been used for a disco, that's used for inappropriate dancing, that's used for a space that is not conducive or altogether appropriate. Now, when it comes to purchasing such a shul, that's one story, or purchasing such a space. But when it comes to renting such a space, and then it's going to be turned back around to be used for inappropriate activity, Ramosha thinks that that's not the appropriate thing to do. Ramosha deals with many like tshuvas. When many Jews started emigrating to this country and found themselves in various cities and towns and far-flung places, there are only certain places that were able to be davened in. Not everybody was able to purchase a shul and use a shul. Rav Moshe is very cautious and careful and deliberate when he discusses appropriate places. Of course, Siman Tzadi Dalet, as well as Siman Tzadi in Or HaChaim, all are dedicated to makom tefillah, finding a place that's appropriate to daven, that's conducive to davening, and that fits with the mode of tefillah. Not only are we supposed to prepare ourselves as the gavra, as an individual who's davening, but the place of our tefillah and the area and the space where we're davening also has to be conducive as well. Davening outside is not lechatchila. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tzadik, Sifchav, Sifhei, v'yispal b'makom paretz k'mo basad, you shouldn't daven outside in a field. The Taz, of course, asks, how can that be? We know Yitzchak davened in a field. V'yetzi Yitzchak l'suach basadah. The Taz answers that there Yitzchak is davening on Har HaMoriah, and that's different. So any time a person is forced to daven as a yachid, as an individual, in a place that's outside of a shul, outside of a Beis Medrash, we should be careful and cautious to make sure that we find ourselves in a room, in an area, in a location that's conducive both to Kavana, as well as a space that's being used for the appropriate place. More often than not, when it comes to shuls, and we don't have the difficulties that earlier generations have in terms of renting space, and areas that are inappropriate, that are not conducive to davening, but certainly for ourselves as individuals, making sure that we find an area that's conducive for our kavana, that's a place that's used for appropriate things in order to focus, channel our tefillos l'shamayim. The koach, the power of tefillah, is awesome. And our focus when we're misbalat HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to be on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'chod v'atzmo. But at the same time, the area that we find ourselves in helps with that. That's why we're told that we should yishtadu l'tzbalo the minyan, that we daven and we gather together as a quorum, has a tremendous koach in our tefillah. And the yachid also's tefillahs, of course, are answered, of course, are accepted. But there needs to be that requirement and the prerequisite of making sure that there's equilibrium between one's thoughts one's words and the place where one finds himself or herself when we are coming to be Mizbala. Moshe Rabbeinu teaches us this in Parshas Va'era from the Makkah of Barad. Well, of course, we find ourselves in cities that do have Avodah Zarah, but at the end of the day, if we have a shul, if we have a Beis Knesset, if we have an environment and a location that's Malei Kedusha, the way the Netziv understands, no different than Moshe Rabbeinu when it came to the other Makkot, that he had a Beis Medrash which was set up even in the Tumah of Mitzrayim. Of course, we who have our holy abodes, our holy places and spaces and shul, and our Bati Midrashim, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mirtz Hashem, all our tefillos should be nisgata.